We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is. And we're going to have to humble ourselves before the majesty and the power of Almighty God. And friend, Isaiah understood that.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow, and that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
They're with me, Isaiah chapter 57. And we're going to begin our reading in verse number 1. You will have to excuse me this morning. My allergies are not being kind to me. It is tis the season, I guess you could say, for those. But we'll get through it with the Lord's help. Isaiah 57 in verse number 1. Let's begin our reading in this passage of Scripture. It says, "The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace, and they shall rest in their beds, each one walking in his uprightness. But I draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, and seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of transgression, a seed of falsehood? Inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks. Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy light. Even to them hast thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed. Even thither wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behold, the doors also and the post. Hast thou set up thy remembrance? For thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed where thou sawest it. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even into hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way, yet sayest thou not, there is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine hand, therefore thou was not grieved. For of whom hast thou been afraid or feared? And thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it in thy heart. Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, and they shall not profit thee. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit thy holy mountain, and shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit shall fail before me and the souls which I have made. The iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to be a part of this assembly. And Lord, we thank you for your word and its power to change our lives. I pray, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts through your message, as we understand through your word that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so I pray, Lord, that you would help us to grow our faith and trust in you in these days. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As we come to the 57th chapter, we once again are brought to a familiar subject, and that is the subject of spiritual idolatry. You see, Judah was guilty of committing spiritual adultery against God. They had turned to false gods, other gods, powerless gods. And God is calling them out in the direction of their human heart. You see, Judah had become passionate about these other gods, these false gods. In fact, we could say this morning, these terrible gods. In verse number 5 of our text, it speaks of the death of their children and the name of the false god Molech. And when they would take their child, their infant child, and they would place it upon the hands of Moloch, this false god made of metal, they would heat that god up until it was red, hot red, and they would place their child on those hands, and those cries, those screams, they would say, would appease this false god Molech. And so many in our world today, unfortunately, has offered up their children to the god of pleasure, the god of pleasure. And the Bible says in this passage of scripture that they had sacrificed, they had given their children to this false god. Everything that should have been given to the Lord was given to these false gods. In verse number 6 of our text, it says, among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even to them has thou poured a drink offering. Thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these, God says? All the things that are worthy of me, you've given them away to these false gods. In verse number 10, it says that they were unfulfilled with these false gods. It says that they were wearied in the greatness of thy way, that these gods could not help them. These gods could not direct them. These gods could not guide them. And yet, why were they following these gods? Why would they turn to a god who had no power, no strength, no healing? Well, the answer is simple. God says the reason why you've done this is because you have a low view of me. You know, I think we talk a lot about revival in our world today and in our church, but I'm convinced in my heart that if we need revival in anything, we need a revival in our perception of who God is and who God is. You see, the Bible says they feared God. They did not fear God. They feared me not. They did not trust in him. In Isaiah 57 and verse 13, God says, these idols could not help you.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
You turn to these gods, but these gods are not your answer. He says, even the wind would blow them away. They have no ability to make a difference in your life. And yet God had a highway for his people. God had a purpose for their life and a plan for their life, but they would not trust in him. They would not turn to him. And so in Isaiah 57 in verse 15, we come to a very familiar passage of scripture. As Isaiah writes in this wonderful verse, he really brings it to a climax. What is the answer? What is the solution to this idolatry? He says in verse 15, for thou hast saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who he is. We're going to have to understand who he is. And we're going to have to humble ourselves before the majesty and the power of Almighty God. And friend, Isaiah understood that. Isaiah understood he had to bow a knee before the great God of heaven. I want us to turn back to Isaiah chapter 6. We looked at this passage many, many months ago now. Isaiah chapter 6 in verse number 1. Would you notice what the Bible says in verse number 1? Isaiah chapter 6. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, and he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this have touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Notice the Godhead there. Then said I, Here am I, send me. You know, when we see the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, our natural response is a contrite heart. Our natural response is to humble ourselves. The atheist would say, well, if there's a God and when I die and I stand before God, I will give him a piece of my mind. Friend, when you stand before God, you will fall to the ground as dead. At the presence and the majesty of Almighty God. And Isaiah saw the Lord high, holy, and lifted up. Isaiah, of course, began prophesying when King Uzziah died, and yet he had a vision of another king. He had a vision of a greater king. He says, I saw the Lord. And the angels surrounded the throne, proclaiming, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. You see, the Lord in his holiness is transcendent. He exceeds all limits of purity and majesty. When we speak of the transcendency of God, we're talking about the sense in which God is above us and beyond us. And that is what Isaiah is talking about in chapter 57. He says, listen, most of your sin problem is because you have a low view of God. Your problem in your life is because you don't see God high, holy, and lifted up. And Isaiah understood the majesty of God. Without a doubt, he was convinced of God's holiness. And God help us today to understand that our God is a holy God. If I could be honest with you this morning, I think it's important for a pastor, a preacher to be honest. Most churches in our world today, the idea of God being holy, it's a foreign term for them. I mean, in this day today with so-called Christian rock and roll, in our day today where Christian comedians take, cross the line in respect to and reverence to Almighty God, many Christians don't truly understand the very personality of God being a holy God. I just believe today if churches understood that our God is a holy God, most of the foolishness that's happening in churches would be done away with. And though this building here this morning is just made of concrete and wood, and more concrete than wood, actually, if there's ever a tornado, listen, go to Kitchener Baptist Church. This place is solid, all right? It is solid. We'll have a worship service during a tornado, amen? We'll pray and we'll stay. There you go. Pray and stay. this is God's house. This was built by the sacrifice of God's people. It is a place where we leave all of the concerns of the world. We leave all of them, the mess that's in our world. We're not going to bring that mess into the house of God. We come here to worship the Lord, and this is a reflection of who God is in our life. He's a holy God. Someone said one day, I looked at myself, at the self that Christ can see. And I saw the person I am today and the one I ought to be. I saw how little I really pray and how little I really do. I saw the influence of my life, how little of it was true. I saw the bundle of faults and fears I sought to lay on the shelf. I'd given a little bit to God, but I hadn't given myself. I came from seeing myself with my mind made up to be the sort of person that Christ can see with a heart he may always see. The person that God uses today is the person that understands the holiness of Almighty God, that he is holy. I want us to notice, if we could, number one, his works are holy. His works are holy. The Bible says in Psalm 145, verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all of his works. Our standard of righteousness falters at the best of time, but God's work is holy. And God's standard of holiness never needs restoration. God's standard of holiness never needs repair. I was just talking to someone this week about the work of God, and they made the statement, God's way is perfect. God never makes mistakes. And that is so true today. Our God is a perfect God. And we see his holiness in his works, first of all, in his creative works. He created this earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. A good God only creates that which is good. And yet we understand as Bible students this morning that sin had marred God's creation. God has created us in his image, and yet that image doesn't shine as it did through creation because of sin. Sin has clouded the very image of Almighty God. And yet God's creation, the Bible says, was very good. God's work was perfect in every way. But we see not only his creative work in the earth, but also in mankind. Would you turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse number 29? Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse number 29. And notice what the Bible says here, verse 29, Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter. It says this, verse 29, lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. You see, God's creation was holy, but man's choices were unholy. What a wonderful blessing that we had to be able to go out yesterday and do distribution in the community. We had a great crowd of people, and I do appreciate your love for the gospel and your sacrifice for the gospel's sake. And we passed out lots of invitations, gospel invitations through it. I got done around 11:30 or so and came home and had some lunch and checked my email. And there was an email from an individual that received one of those gospel tracts, one of those invitations. And in that invitation, this individual said that he was not a believer in God. He was an atheist. And he made this statement. He said, and even if I was to believe in a God, it wouldn't be the God of the Old and New Testament. He said, because this God allows hurt and murder and allows heartache to happen in our world. Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm really excited Monday morning to be able to write him back. But I want to give to you an explanation of that. When God created our world, there was no murder and hurt and all of those things. God created all things good. But you see, sin entered into the picture. And because sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And because of that, we have death in our world. We have heartache in our world. We have hard times in our world. We have tornadoes and earthquakes, and we have mass murders. And all of those things are not created by God. They are created in the intentions and the inventions of the human heart. Because sin has entered into the world. And the Bible says in this passage of Scripture that God created man upright, but they chose to disobey God. They chose to go their own way. We see God is holy in his creative work, but God is also holy in his redemptive work. The Bible says in Psalm 22, let's turn there if we could, and notice what the psalmist had to say. Psalm 22 and verse number 1, we'll begin our reading. Psalm 22 and verse number 1, because of man's unholy choices, because sin entered into the world, God unfolded a holy redemptive plan.
We notice in Psalm 22, verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season, I am not silent. Look what the Bible says in verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. The psalmist describes the darkest day in the history of the world. And that was the day the Father turned his face from the Son of God. Why? Why? Well, the Bible says because God is holy.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.